Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Wise. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rick Wise. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hiller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hiller moves to third. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hiller tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. 1 out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bresud fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bresut hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bresut reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Bresut moves to third. Grote moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wise strikes out. 1 out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise strikes out. 1 out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bresut. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Shaw. White moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swoboda. White scores. Dalrymple goes all the way around to score. Grote moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Phillies. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. Wise hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. It's 3-2, Phillies. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bresut hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Allen reaches second base with a double. Rob Gardner now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Clay Dalrymple. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. White moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. White scores. Rojas moves to second. It's 5-2, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut misplays the ball. That's an error on Bresut. Rojas scores. Groat moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Phillies. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 3 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Uecker now catching. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jerry Groat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Mets too. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Jack Hamilton now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callison is 0 for 4 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott. Callison reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Phillies. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bob Uecker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uecker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Groat is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Groat takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Uecker moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hiller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wise is 0 for 4 in the game. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Briggs is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Phillies. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.